Hey, dolls.
Hey, dolls.
How are you? This is episode 10.
Wow, episode 10.
10. I love 10s. Doll 10, episode 10. So we should celebrate that this is our 10th episode of Doll Squad Unfiltered. We're glad that you're here. I'm Dr. Doris Dalton, the co-founder of Doll 10 Beauty, here with my buddy and partner in crime.
Thrilled to be joining you. We missed last week.
We did. I hate when I miss them because I love doing this.
We kind of had an episode. I wish we could have recorded it, though. Oh, my gosh. After the TS, those are
the real unfiltered. If you could have recorded that TS day, I think I had more profanities in one day. It was like a record. If there was a Guinness Book of World Record for profanities, I think I broke
it. That was a really stressful day.
It was. I think TS days are just always stressful but ours was like in... Unbelievably, I mean, they were just, it was a long day.
You know what we have to talk about? We can't talk about that day without saying that we both have a major girl crush on somebody.
Yeah. You know,
I love her.
I have a lot of girl crushes. Amy is like, my jam. I love her.
I want to be Amy.
Everybody does. I mean, if there was an award for like the most perfect personality, face, person, I think it would be Amy.
I mean, you and I, you so more great. Than me, but we've met a lot of people in this industry, right?
She's
special.
And I
think the thing with Amy is that she's absolutely gorgeous.
Ugh,
she
stunning.
Is as sweet as she is beautiful.
She is.
She's smart.
Yep.
Like, listen to me. I'm like, I have a girl crush. Not really, but she's amazing and she helped us out so much.
It was a great
Amy,
day.
We love you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
It was, so the TS day, if you're
she's
new
just
to
kind.
The channel.
You don't meet a lot of really kind people in the world.
No, just a good
the
person. There's a lot of, you know, I think we're really fortunate that we work with a lot of good people around the world in a lot of the networks that we're at.
Yes.
And I do think that we're really, really fortunate in that. It's just that last Wednesday is very fresh, but just to tell our new viewers here what a TS, it's a Today Special, and this is on one of the television networks at HSN that we work on. And these things start at midnight, and they go to midnight. Okay, so it's a...
So you get maybe 2 hours of sleep.
Well...
Maybe, if you're
It's
lucky.
A 24-hour, like...
Marathon,
shit,
sprint.
Like, go. And you really do... I know you do. I do. I gear up for them. Like, I fly in the day before, so there's no problem getting there. I make sure that I sleep in as hard and as long as I can the day of it. So I try to get as well rested as I can. But weird things happen that day. Like, you kick off with 2 hours, like midnight to 2 a.m. And then when I came out of the studio to go to sleep and then you take over in the morning, here's the poor little model that was there. Her car's broken down.
Oh, I know.
She's sitting outside waiting for a husband that's an hour away. So I'm not going to let her sit there alone. It's now 4:30 in the morning. They finally get it so the car can run.
So you slept for 1 hour.
I slept for like one, and then it just goes all day. So it was a great day, and thank you. You guys came out to support us, and we're so just incredibly blessed, and I'm so thankful. And it was an amazing day.
It was an amazing day.
I was really excited that we launched the green cream.
I know. And it sold out.
Here's my...
I'm going to order us a coffee.
Yes.
Do you want your usual?
Yeah, my usual.
And you want a coffee? I'll just throw my phone over to you.
So it was... We launched the green cream like official. We did a soft launch on Doll 10, a soft one, that blew up and blew out. But we did... We finally got inventory in and we did a launch. And you guys... loved it. So if you don't know what the green cream is, I'm going to grab it. Hold on a second.
It's a customer pick.
Is it a customer pick already?
Choking.
You're choking.
Something. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So it's a customer pick already? That's exciting. So green cream was one of these things created for, specifically designed for people that have redness in their skin. And I have redness in my skin. I have rosacea. I have hereditary redness, freckling. I sunburn. And really, typically what you do is, you know, you put like a serum to soothe and cool and smooth and a primer. Then you put on your foundation for coverage because you want to balance out that red. So we created a product that's green because that's what counterbalances the red. So it's green and you look at it and you go, oh, okay, Doris, that's crazy. It's green. What are you, lost your marbles? I'm like, no, the one marble I have there is still working. But what this does is it really helps to calm and smooth and soothe out the look of redness in the skin, but it also camouflages the look of redness in the skin. And what's so cool about this product is it's one shade fits because it adapts to your natural skin tone. So it gives you coverage, cooling, soothing, smoothing, all of those things for redness in your skin. And you know this, Lee, 8 out of 10 of us identify as redness in our skin.
Yep, 85%.
Yeah, 85%. Is it 85%?
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. I mean, I know this is a podcast and you could be listening, but if you're viewing us and you switch over and look at my hand,
I love that it's one shade. Yeah. That's really huge. It's so great for summer.
I can't even figure out what I want for dinner. It's something, it's hard to figure out what shade you're going to wear.
It can be really difficult, you know, it can.
Yeah. So it's so pretty.
Such a great product for summer if you get a sunburn.
Sold out last week. Yep. So happy
sold
about
out
that.
On HSN. So yeah, that was cool.
It did. And
love that it's got great reviews. You and I are weird like that. I'm lay up at night and just read reviews.
I'm a review stalker.
Me too.
Now, it's
sometimes I'm a little hurt by them though.
Well, they can hurt your feelings. I do have thick skin. It's not the only part of my body that's thick, but I have thick skin. I find when I read reviews, particularly with makeup, and it's not just my reviews I look at. I look at other people's and other products that have launched and what are people feeling and seeing. You know, this is part of what we do to see
how you got to keep up with competition and what's happening and research and development.
I do find that most of the time when I see a negative review, that it is usually either the person picked the wrong shade. And I do find it, I don't know how to make, if you guys could ever give us any ideas how you would think that you can find or pick your shade, we could probably do like a giveaway around that. Like you could come out with the best way to pick your shades.
We've actually tried that, but we should do that again.
We should post
that again and ask for feedback because it is really,
really
hard.
Really hard. But then the other one I think, and you can disagree with me or agree with me, is that typically, and this is not meant to be disrespectful, but typically I find that when I see a negative review and I read through it, that it's usually user error.
Like or shipping time, which is out of our hands.
It has nothing to do when.
Yeah, we don't have control over that.
Completely, when somebody bashes where they get it from, and there's a shipping problem, if it's not about the product, I don't read you. I don't read anything about what you have to say. It's irrelevant because I want to know about the product, I can't change other people's policies and shipping and all that other stuff. That has nothing to do with me. I can't change that. But when it comes to product, I mean, sure, you're entitled. I don't love everything not to like a product. But typically when I read that and I go, that person, and it not just all 10. Oh, and I'll go like that. Oh, this is heavy. Oh, they used too much. Oh, they didn't use it right. Oh, I think a lot of times reviews have to do with, and like I said, this is not meant to be disrespectful, to be user error. And I can usually tell because you go, oh, this felt like that really heavy. And like, for instance, somebody will say this felt heavy on my skin and it's a product that you shouldn't use a lot. So if you used it right, it shouldn't feel heavier on the skin. Does that make sense?
It does. It definitely makes sense. So we're about to put our coffee order in because we need some caffeine.
I need that. I need to up the caffeine game. But
did you ask Kelly if she wants one?
Let me text her.
I guess ask
Angie
too.
I am a review I do like to read reviews because I do think that when you and I finally, like when we launch stuff here at Dell 10, that we have proofed it out. And we love it.
Over a long time, a lot of trial and error, and we love it. And so I think we get really excited and
we get excited and see what's it. So if you don't like it.
We're like, huh.
After the heartbreak, then I go, well, why?
Yeah.
And then if it's the same thing and I'm seeing the same thing, this is why you didn't like it, why I didn't like it. And I go, okay, well, they really just didn't, even though
I
liked it.
We need to fix it. What do we need to fix?
How do we fix it?
How do we need to make it better? What do we need to do different?
There's a product, for instance, it's one of my favorite products of all time of Dell 10. It's a lip product.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have it on right now. Just saying. And no one liked it.
We
liked it here in the office. I see brands now launching it.
Yep.
Brands are now launching the lip lock, right?
The one that was like a stain.
It's called the lip lock serum. It's a stain. It's a matte. It sets on the lip. And people say, well, it was drying. No, that's just your lips. It just became one with your lip tissue.
It's like what this does. But I actually love this product so much.
I've been using all of them. A lot of people love
that. It's great for the summer.
Yeah, they love that because it's a stain.
It's a nice little stain. It warms so nicely. If you're getting a tan, it kind of works with whatever your tan is. I love the whole trio of these. I'm like obsessed.
Well,
I feel like we need to make more products like this.
Well, we do have the new ones coming.
I was talking at QVC yesterday. We were on the call for holiday and we presented one of the things for holiday. And it's in this family. And they were like, all right. We were like, oh, trust me. I was like, it's going to be great. I go, listen. Doris and I already had this debate. It's already been won. She won. When we were doing the blush, and I was like, no one's going to like that blush. And you were like, take a seat. It's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. They're going to love it. And then it sold out right away. And then I had to eat crow for a long time. And the QVC buyers were laughing.
And it was top rated.
Yes. And it was customer top rated.
One of my favorite products, and it's really sad because we didn't remake the lip lock serum. We didn't remake it because you guys didn't like it.
Nobody liked it.
If you vote and you say, we don't like it, I'm not going to go drop a new reorder.
We're not making it anymore.
Wait a minute, you have to like it. No, if you tell me you don't like it. And I read the reasons and everyone kind of said the same thing. And I was like, no. But I love it so much. So I want you to know something. I gathered every one
single
of those up.
Single one.
Every one of those at the office. And I swear, they're in my purse. I swear, but I still love it. I use it as like a full coverage lip liner lipstick. I do love the new lip liner that's coming up.
Oh, I haven't tried it yet.
It's not coming until next year, but it is gorge.
Is it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to have to try that. I haven't tried that yet.
So last week was a bit of a shit show and it was long and it was hard, but those days always are. And it just kept going, but it's the 4th of July. What are you doing for the 4th of July?
I know. You know what? I don't know. I told my neighbors the other day, I was like, listen, I'm just planning for it to be one long party. Like my door is going to be open all weekend and we're just going to get a lot
shots,
of
red, white, and blue.
We're just
going
to get
shots.
A lot of, no, maybe not. You know what I'm like obsessed with, Doris? And I have to bring them in for you. I bet you Angie's had them. Those Surfside vodka
sodas. Everybody loves Surfsides. You know, they're low in carbohydrates, low in sugar. They're vodka and like lemonade
tea. They go down way too easy though.
Surfside.
Holy shit.
You can
have five of them and you're like, I'm fine. And then the next day you're like, I was not fine.
You know, it's interesting. I have to tell Angie just popped in. Angie, pop in and say hi.
Hi.
Say, this is Angie. She runs the joint.
Hey,
everyone. She runs the joint. Angie, I had to tell her this. Everyone knows that I'm doing the carnivore diet, right? Like I'm like carnivore.
You're bought in on this. You are invested.
I'm invested. I am not swollen. I do not wake up with a bloated gut, all of these things. But I was going to tell Angie this. When they talk about alcohol as being, we just brought this up, alcohol is just a straight up poison for the body, right? Because it converts in your system to like a real bad toxic waste. But they say, if you are going to drink, hold please, Angie, hold please, you can clap in a second.
I know exactly what you're going to say,
and I'm going to agree with you.
If you are going to drink liquor, the drink of choice, which I can't because I'll tell you a story about it. Tequila.
See, I don't like tequila. I just don't like it.
This is what I will tell you about tequila. Okay. First and foremost, it's because it's made from the agave plant, vodkas and stuff like that. If you're going to drink a vodka and you can drink a vodka, I would recommend Tito's.
I drink Tito's.
Because we love Tito. And this little other guy. The rest of the other vodkas are made from potatoes, and Tito's isn't.
Oh, it isn't?
Mm-mm, it isn't.
What is it made from?
I think wheat or something like that.
No,
isn't it?
Tito's is gluten-free. That's why I drink it.
Tito's isn't made from potatoes. What is it?
I don't know. We'll have to Google that.
My big drinker, so... Oh, my dad just popped up there. What's up, Dad? What's Tito's made from? It's not potatoes.
Yellow corn.
Corn.
Wait, it's made from corn? I didn't know that.
Is it corn? Well, that's weird.
Damn.
But because you have to be careful because there's a lot of glyphosate and all that other shit. So anyway,
I did not know that. That's
upsetting.
The
last time I had, well, tequila's made from agave, and the last time I had tequila, P.S. and by the way, was the night before I graduated from chiropractic college.
And you probably had
with my sister in the car. I drank, I don't know how many, mind you, now I was a lot younger. And I drank a bunch of tequila shots with all of my college friends. And we were graduating the next day. And my parents were there for the graduation. And my sister. And I got just blacked out drunk.
Did you make it to the stage the next day?
I did.
Barely.
But it was bad. It was gross.
I would say that was a night for you to remember, but you probably don't remember too much of it.
I remember some of it, and I'm going to leave it out for the podcast because I would leave it out of my book. It would be a chapter that would be like a subchapter. The night that I wrecked my car on tequila, had an egg on my forehead, and in my graduation cap didn't fit my head. That was the last time I drank tequila.
Based on that explanation, I don't even have to ask why. I'll just say understood.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Wow.
Wasn't good.
You know,
it was stupidity back in the day. I mean, I can't say that I've always done everything right. It was a lot of stupidity, but that was the last time I drank tequila. I can't even smell it now.
I know.
It's like I don't like it.
And
Angie's still going like this. I love
my
tequila.
Favorite.
Apparently there's some really, really good tequilas that coming out lately.
I just feel like that meme is true. Like when it is nice out and it is sunny, like I just want to go to the beach and I want to have a cocktail. And that is not real life, but that doesn't mean that that's not where I'm at mentally.
Did you put that on the company thing?
Well, let me see if I have it stored.
I
don't know.
You should. If you don't, let me know.
I deleted it because I accidentally ordered something on your cart once.
It's somewhere. I don't care.
Let's see.
Anyway, so it's interesting because you have to look on there.
I got it. All right. You know what I think is so interesting about you?
What?
This is what we were just talking about before the podcast. This is kind of unrelated, but it never ceases to amaze me. Your ability to like look at somebody and literally like put a bullseye on who they are, what they're about, what their energy is, if they're shitty, if they're not. If they're an asshole, if they're not, and it's just like uncanny.
Do you know where that came from?
Where? Tell me.
Yeah.
So, I don't have that. I suck at that terribly.
I'm very, very good at that. I can read a person in 2 seconds.
Oh, not me.
So
I'm like, everyone's great. And then I get fucked over.
No, when I practiced, I practiced for over 20 years. You have new patients every day, multiple new patients every day. And then you have your regular patients. I mean, we would see 60 patients a day, 70 patients
serious?
A day. Yeah. I have very, very busy practice.
That's insane.
Yeah. 60, 70 patients a day. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot.
That's exhausting.
Yeah. Was not an easy life, but I liked it. But what I would tell you, I had a partner in it at the time. So,
Still, it's exhausting.
I'd see roughly about 30 patients a day myself, like give or take, more or less. You have to know what that person's about within 2 minutes. You have to, as soon as you start talking to someone, you get not a psychological read, but I guess for lack of a better word, you have to understand who they are in a very brief period of time.
Yeah, so I guess you just saw enough people that you were able to
make it
a science.
Yeah, you just look at them, you know from what place they're coming from, where.
Yeah, but you can like take the emotion out of it and just be like, this is it. This is what it is. I'm terrible at that. I got to be more like that.
No, I think that's learned behavior. It's not necessarily I wasn't always like that. But I also think that it's not situations. I feel like, and when I was younger, don't get me wrong, I let some shit fall on my head. Good Lord, you need more than a pitchfork to get it off. And experience life like most people have. And I think what happens is that life experiences, and then not that they harden or toughen you, but I think you become wiser and smarter and you start to prioritize what's important and what's not important. And you've been through so much that you say, if I sit here, I'm never going to get myself out of it. So what's going to change something? What's going to make a difference? How am I going to change it to make it better? What's the correction to it? And that's how you evolve in the right way.
Well, I have to stop you though, because that is a really rare thing that you do. I think most people are not like that. I think most people, unfortunately, right? I think human nature is not to evolve in that way. It's to kind of like stay stuck unless you have like help around you. I feel like you are very much like a resilient, just super resilient. Like you don't let anything keep you down. You're like, nope, this is what it is. This is what we have to do to move forward.
Unless I have sleep deprivation. If I have sleep deprivation, I will come for you. I just think that life can't throw any more at, well, don't say, I can't say that. I've gone through a lot of things. There could be worse things, but I've gone through a lot of things that, that I know what it's like to get to the other side, and I know what life's like on the other side. And, you just kind of have to, I do really think that age does have a lot to do with it. And that's part of that whole age of possibility.
I was just going to say that. I think that that's really interesting.
I think if you
right?
talk to a lot, I think particularly it's interesting, and you can talk to anyone of age, men or women, but I think women more so than men. Women think from a different portion of the brain than men do. That's common knowledge. It's a scientific fact. That we're more emotional creatures, we're more nurturing creatures than our counterpart. But I do think that it's like this life is an evolving thing. And I think once you get to like in your 50s and 60s, you go like this, I really don't give a shit because I'm at a place now that I'm comfortable if I have fat arms and I'm good, although I still don't love them, but I can wear a t-shirt. Whereas maybe when I was 45 or 50, I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear a long sleeve or, yeah, I've got, you know, a pudgy belly. Okay. Those things, because you're kind of settled in your lifestyle and who you are.
Yeah.
So it's that impression stage is gone where I don't know how to explain it, but I think we all go through this and I could be wrong.
Is it that you just don't give a shit what people think? I mean,
no, because I wouldn't put makeup on if I didn't get, I mean, I do put it on for myself. I don't, it's not that I don't give a shit what people don't have to think. Cause I definitely,
cause there's gotta be like some liberation in that and just being like, okay with what you want to do.
I think you are. I think you realize that people got their own shit and don't throw your shit on my shit. Mm. It's a lot of shit thrown going on there, for lack of better words. But it's like, I think of people that, you know, they are, oh, what's the, there's a word for it when they are, it's not reflecting. It's an R word though.
Projection?
Projection, P word. They're projecting their own, a lot of people are projecting their own hate, their own discomfort, their own unhappiness. And you always look to that people that are unhappy or mean or angry always flock to the same kind of people because they need to flock it together and they try to put it on you. And when you repel that kind of behavior and that kind of negativity and that meanness and anger, I had to walk away from people that were friends of mine for many years because they had that kind of behavior and I had to leave them behind.
Really?
And that's a very difficult thing.
You felt like
it
was bringing you down?
No, I didn't feel like they were. They were.
Energy's real. Energy is very real. And energy is everything. And I agree. I think if you're just like super negative all the time, I think it's something we have to work on pretty much every day, right?
Yeah. Well, I think the world's gotten weird too. Let's be honest. The world's gotten a little tough and it's gotten weird. So it's really, it's harder to see the glass half full.
Yeah.
A high frequency all the time. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it is. It's totally not easy. That's for sure.
Hard to see the rainbow when you're sitting in a sewer. Like it's hard.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
all right, wait. So we're back to a million topics.
Oh, okay.
What? But I know. I keep watching the time because I know that like we get in trouble because we could sit here and talk for 3 hours.
Yeah,
but
they do.
Then we have to go into our PD meeting and we're going to get in trouble. I don't want us to get in trouble. You know what I was listening to on the drive down, which I was laughing so hard. I was listening to Heather McMahon's podcast again.
She's funny.
And it was all about, it's so funny because you and her remind me of each other with your sense of humor. But so she was talking about the 4th of July. So I'm just literally having like an open door policy. I plan to have a party like Thursday, have the neighbors over, a nice barbecue, have a couple of surf sides. What are you doing? Because is the pool now usable?
I'm working all 4th of July.
What?
Yeah.
I saw you were working on Friday, but you're not doing anything Thursday?
Thursday's the only day I have off, but I'm working the 3rd that night, late night, Australia. Oh. So Thursday, the pool's open. The pool turned out beautiful.
Even though you kind of wanted to kill Bob a little bit.
I didn't kind of want to kill Bob. I really wanted to kill, not even kind of. Like, I wanted to get him with a hot poker. It turned out beautiful. We taught Lily how to swim in the pool.
Did you get that on video?
I didn't because it was so like...
spur of the moment.
Yeah, it was sporadic and just happened. But so
he's a buddy.
He's having some friends over tonight. He's so happy. It was a little late getting into work this morning because I had to vacuum and clean up and everything because he's having his friends over and they're coming over for... So I'm so happy for him. But 4th of July, I'm working because the 4th of July is a Thursday. And then Friday night, I have HSA. No.
Q2.
Friday night, I have QVC. Q2, and then I don't know, I'm just working. I don't care because I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And if the kids come over during the day or whatever, Easton wants to play in the pool, and I can't wait for him to see his waterfall. He might be a little scared of it because it's quite the waterfall. You can't tell when you see Bob standing there, you don't realize. Bob's like, 6'1". His waterfall's like 7 feet tall.
But it doesn't really look pretty, though.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's a big waterfall, but then it's like when the water comes in, like it's like, whoosh, I'm like, holy shit, it's like Niagara Falls.
So are you going to like sit out? Are you going to relax? Are you going to enjoy it? Like, what are you going
to
do?
We were sitting in it last night. Bob took his clothes off and got down to his skivvies and was swimming around with the dog.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think
wow.
Yeah, I mean, the water's really
warm. This could be a new chapter.
No, this is not. Don't get your hopes up, Bob. This is not a new chapter. I love you. This is not. I'm not turning a leaf. He's like, jump in. I said, no, I'm not jumping in. No.
You're like, no, my hair's done.
No, we did this sun shelf. Like, when we redid the pool, we didn't gut the pool out. Well, we gutted it out because you have to and re-gun. I had some cracks and stuff. We did a sun shelf on it.
I know. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. So you can... I was
put
on the
chair
sun
in.
Shelf. Yeah, I got ledge loungers. They're not in yet. So I got ledge loungers and put them down. And it's like...
Brian's parents have those in Florida. They're great.
Yeah, so...
They are great.
Yeah, just sit in. And we got an umbrella.
Splash yourself.
Yeah, you just kind of like... I don't know. It's good. I have to teach Tito how to swim because his girlfriend Lily swims. We put Nuggie in. Nuggie bit me.
I guess Nuggie didn't like it.
Nuggie bit me. Nuggie.
Wow.
Nuggie was
not a fan.
Not having the water. It's like
Lola would. She fell into the pool once and she sank.
Well,
like
they're
a
not.
Cinder block.
They're not swimming dogs. They're not.
No.
Built. They're, honey, they don't even have legs. Those poor little things. They're like flippers.
She's barely. Oh God. I'm down to making her ground beef at this point.
So
that's
I will
all
have
she
to
can
tell
eat,
you.
And she's still so allergic.
I know. I feel. Well, you don't want her in the water with the chlorine. That'll really not be good for her skin. Because you have to watch animals and their skin. All right, we do have a saltwater pool, but there's still
we
chlorine.
Do too.
It's still chlorine. You know, you have to still put chlorine in it. So you have to watch dogs and their skin and condition their skin. But my son went to a cookout, and I'm going to have to share the recipe, but went to a cookout last weekend, and he sent me over this drink that he made. So you guys should probably try to make this for 4th of July, and it's called a Brazilian lemonade.
Ooh, it sounds amazing.
So, yeah.
Do tell.
So Google that, but it's made with lime juice, condensed milk. So it literally...
Oh, I don't know if I like that, though.
It tastes like a key lime pie. You like key lime pie.
No, I don't.
You eat it at the restaurant.
I have a bite, but I don't love it.
Let's see. Then you won't like it.
What's but a Brazilian lemonade?
It's key lime pie, condensed milk. I mean, it's key limes, lemons, limes, condensed milk. And it literally, if you put graham cracker crust on your glass, would be like a key lime pie.
Oh, yeah. It is like a key lime pie.
It's like a key lime pie.
Oh, yeah. Lemons, water, sugar, condensed milk, and ice cubes.
Yeah.
Limes.
And it's all creamy, and they said it was unbelievable. So I was going to try that. But this weekend, I'm really excited. So this is my 4th of July weekend. So I was supposed to work on Sunday morning, but I can't do that because I have a feeling I'll be very tired. My friend, her husband had a band, and this Saturday, I'm going to be down in Sea Isle.
Okay.
At the OD, at the Ore House, for my friend. Not that I should be giving up whatever, but my friend owns that I went to York College with.
That's all right.
With.
By the time this airs, it'll have passed. Right. So you can say where you're going to be.
My friend Jimmy Bennett owns the Ore House. He owns the OD. And we went to college together. And we went to York College, and he got his business degree from York College. And that's where I did my undergraduate before I went off to Iowa. And I helped him through college. So the reality is that he owes all of his success to me, which is he really doesn't, but I thought I'd say
he owes you a round of drinks at least.
So my other friend, her husband had this band for years, and they haven't played in like 10 years, but they used to play down there.
Oh.
So they're coming together for one night.
That's going to be fun.
One night only. And Jimmy called me and my friend, the band's called Exit 28. And they called me, they FaceTimed me, and they said, Doris, now I haven't seen Jimmy in a couple years. And the band's been done for 10 years. And they said, you're coming. And I said, you know what? I'm coming. Because remember when I told you earlier,
you know,
I say yes more?
Well,
yeah, I'm going to have drugs. That's why I couldn't do QVC on Sunday morning.
Yeah, you can't.
I was like, no, I'll be like crazy. But so that is, that's what I'm going to do.
I think that's fantastic. Is Bob going? No, he's not going?
No, he'll take care of the dogs. I'm going down to Sea Isle and
you're going to have a freaking blast.
I'm going to have a great time. So I am definitely doing that. And that's what I'm doing. That'll be, instead of 4th of July being like the crazy weekend, it's going to be this weekend.
Okay, so kickoff.
I'm pre-gaming it.
Good for you. Why not?
I'm pre-holidaying it.
We should enjoy every minute that we can.
That's going to be, I'm going to tell you right now, those people are crazy.
You're going to have a good time.
Literally,
you're going to have a good time,
possible.
And then you're going to be like, I'm never drinking again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be what
I'll
you say on Sunday.
Probably, you know, you have to watch it because when you drink, it's outside. You know, when it's outside and it's hot and you're thirsty and you're dancing.
I love
music and dancing. I
have a good time.
I love it. I'm from the 80s, Boy George, all that crap. Like, give me some music, some glitter in my hair, and let me dance all night long. And that's it.
And a couple of cocktails.
Couple cocktails, and I'm happy. But no, so that's this. So I'm pre-gaming the 4th of July, and I'm very excited about that. And it should be a good time. I'll let you know on Monday if I survived it. It's going to be interesting. But,
I'm putting on this new concealer that we're launching.
When is that launching? They just came to the office.
They just came in. They're so fabulous.
All right.
I love it.
A lot of you guys love the...
We probably shouldn't be talking about this right now, but hey, why not? Why the hell not?
We can do whatever we want to do. We own the company. We don't have to ask permission.
I love it.
So everyone loved the
mushroom skin tint.
Skin tint with the reishi mushroom.
So everyone loves that product.
They've been waiting.
I love that too.
Tick tock. Show them what it is.
Now the concealer's here. So also serum based, super lightweight, buildable, dewy finish, all the same benefits of the mushroom serum skin tint. And of course, like we always say with this, Google it. Because we are literally not even allowed to say on TV the benefits of the reishi mushroom.
Mushroom is seriously, when I tell you this, and mushroom is one of, to me, with all the ingredients that we have researched and investigated and put to the test, honestly, reishi mushroom, lion's mane, chaga. Reishi's my favorite out of all of them.
Snow mushroom.
Mushroom in itself, the whole category, is really the most fascinating ingredient ever created to man.
It's the smartest ingredient.
Smart. Well, they created the first internet. Mushrooms did.
Yep, the mycelium network. Mycelium,
yep.
Right?
Yep, mycelium. Yep. And the reparative properties. Reishi's my favorite. You know, that's what I took when I had. And I took a little chaga too. And I took a little bit of a blend. But I leaned heavily into reishi mushroom when I had cancer. Not to saying, listen, I'm going to preface this. I'm not saying that this is curing cancer or doing any of that stuff. So let me just preface that.
You're just saying what you did, what worked for you.
This worked for me. If you're following along this podcast, it worked for my dog as well that had cancer.
And in Japan, it's the first line of defense, right?
Yeah,
they do that before they do chemo.
Yeah, chemo's the last defense. It's the last leg. If you know, there's been so much research done now too, not just on.
They won't tell you that in the U.S. because it's a big business.
But. Well, pharma's the biggest business there is. Big pharma. Big pharma owns everything. And if you're healthy, they're broke. They're bigger. If you're healthy, they
just
get
when we
no
thought
copay.
We were not going
we're
controversial.
We're not going to go there because it's the 4th of July weekend that's coming up. So
we're staying happy. We're staying positive.
We're going to stay in a good headspace.
We're staying
headspace.
High vibe.
Yeah, stay in a good headspace. But mushroom is just, it's so intuitive and so smart.
I know.
That it knows how to repair things without. It doesn't just lay there. Like some ingredients that go, oh, well, this does this and this and that. And like there are really good ingredients out there, but there is nothing can touch. Nothing.
Because it's like it's so intuitive. It just knows what
so
you
smart.
Need, your skin, your organ, your body. Like I find so interesting because I'm doing
do
that
mushroom
course.
Coffee?
I do. I do Four Sigmatic.
Like
I do. I really like it a lot. But I'm doing that course and I just listened on the way down too to another one of the modules. And you know what I think is so interesting? That we really don't pay enough attention to how much of an effect stress has on us and inflammation and inflammaging. And like everybody wants like a consumerized solution, right?
No, everybody wants a magic pill to make everyone better. And
that's
it doesn't
right.
You got what if, you,
stress
if you're following now the primal
just
ball, what
ruins
does she
us.
Say? You got to do the work.
I agree.
Got to do the work.
I agree.
I thought that was brilliant when she said that. It was just like put it out there. But you're right. Well, listen, stress is a killer.
It'll wreak havoc on your skin.
Everything.
It'll wreak havoc on your digestive system, mm-hmm. on your body overall. Like it'll ruin your sleep. And I think like, you know, there's so many, to your point, like the quick fix. But there is no quick fix because you have to regulate your nervous system. And I'm in the process of trying to do that now. So like you got to do the work. You got to do all these different things. Breath work, right? Like being mindful, staying in a high vibration, looking at the glass half full, like moving your body, like all these things. And you could speak to this a little bit more, but that get you into the parasympathetic because we all live so much in that sympathetic nervous system.
Well, that's fight or flight.
Which is chronic stress.
Yeah.
And you can just basically consider yourself having a disease, having an issue, prematurely aging, and it really like boils down to that. It's like you can do so many things, but if you don't address that like chronic stress that I think most of us probably deal with in some capacity, you're just going to be running around in a circle.
Uh-oh, hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel, that's it. Do you agree?
Hamster wheel, yeah. Oh, well, the world's stressful. And here's what happens, and what people don't even realize, what creates stress, which is really interesting. And if you are a new mom, and if you're a grandparent, one of the biggest things that creates stress, believe it or not, is these.
Oh.
iPads. And the iPads... iPhones, not even the brand, just, you know, tablets, phones.
Yeah.
And the reason is it trains your brain. And normally when 20, 30 years ago, I don't know how long we've had phones now, but 30 years ago, you would go outside and you would enjoy the outside, and you would do things that creatively you did, you know, you found your joy and your happiness, and you did this. The amount, and you would sit down at 6 o'clock and you would get the news. You know, everybody would have their dinner at 6 o'clock.
I think it was worth pointing out that it was really news back then. It wasn't something that's literally intended to just drive your stress response through the roof. It was just the news.
And the thing is that they've done these tests that the amount of stimuli that comes to for young children, they say that you should never give a child a telephone or a pad. And of course, what'd you do? Leapfrog, iPad, all these other things. I'm guilty. I gave my grandson one. Because the amount of stimuli in the head, it trains the brain that it needs to stimuli. It's like a rat on heroin. Oh. Needs it. And then it gets so used to having that impulse coming into the retina, coming into the brain.
That's so interesting.
All of that stuff that when it's not there, the brain doesn't know what to do.
And it's like your dopamine receptors,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. So it's
I have one.
You're not supposed to. My dad used to say, call the TV the idiot box.
He's not wrong.
He used to call it, you're going to go watch the idiot box. And all of those things, they're stimulating that stuff like that. It trains your brain not to think. It trains your body not to create the right, like, dopamine, serotonins, all of those things when it needs them. Your brain becomes complacent. Like
then you need
rat.
Mushrooms to rewire your brain. You need
Where
shrooms.
Did that come from? We were on 4th of July.
4th of July, you're working.
Do you
That's
know what
boring.
I hate about the 4th of
Boo-hoo.
July?
What?
I'm going to tell you. The one thing I hate, I freaking hate fireworks.
You know what? You know what I hate about 4th of July?
The cleanup after the party.
No.
Why?
No. It's that after the 4th of July, the summer flies. I love the summer. It's my favorite time of the year.
I like the summer,
I feel like everybody's in chill mode. Everybody's like, whatever, living life, you know? And then I feel like after 4th of July, it's just like September. Like yesterday was Landon's first day of school. So cute. I was talking to some of the other moms and they're like, yeah, my kid came off the bus like crying. They're like upset that it's their last day of school because they're going to miss their friends and miss their teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never felt like that.
I was like, I felt like that on the first day of school. I felt like that.
Yeah.
But I hate fireworks. My dog is scared to death of fireworks. The animals, you can watch the animals. Do you know how many dogs actually... Ugh. And people lose their dogs and their dogs end up hit, killed, in pounds. They can't find them.
Because they run away.
They run away because of the fireworks. And it happens to animals that are in the natural, deer, fox, possum, raccoon, all
what,
of these
Do you have any advice
happen.
For those of us with like, because I don't know that much about it, for those of us with like a dog? I mean, Luca used to be terrified. He's horrible. Lola could care less.
Terrible.
What do you recommend though? Do you put him in a closet? Like, you know, stay with them,
well,
get like a weighted blanket?
I think you have to be really, really cognitive and make sure that your animal is locked inside your house.
Okay.
And
no
it's going
to- open doors.
Yep. They escape because they're panicking. They're feared. A lot of times people can put them in like a pantry or a safe room.
Mm-hmm.
You should start getting them used to what a safe room is for like thunderstorms and that kind of stuff. My dog goes literally bonkers. Thunderstorms, lightning, fireworks, like she shakes and she's older too.
Did you
she's
get those
12.
Storms last night?
Yeah. She was in my bed for 3 hours shaking and slobbering everywhere. So I should be nice and tired today. But you can do that. I would be very Sometimes some dogs work well with CBD to relax them a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I love CBD.
If it works. Some of them have to go right to like really bad tranquilizers. I would stay away from that. I did that one time with Nuggie, and that dog was...
Zonked.
Yeah, she was just... She knew what was happening but couldn't respond. So I think emotionally it probably put her in even a worse state.
Mm, makes sense.
Because they don't sleep through it, and they're like,
they're like, help me.
They say they have the thunder shirts. Some dogs experience during thunderstorms, and we're talking about fireworks, but thunderstorms, they can feel the electricity. There's like a charge in the air that they actually feel it. But the thunder shirts, like it's a nice squeeze, but that never really worked for my dog. I put her under the blankets, just hold her, pet her. Don't be fearful, be firm. Because when they see you fearful, they get fearful.
Yeah. But you know, this weekend's going to be tough too, because since it's such a long weekend, it's going to be going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yes. Saturday, Sunday, and then even into the following.
Emily and
weekend,
I are going to shoot ourselves instead of like, so because Tito is scared of that too.
Oh God, Emily.
Yeah.
Oh God.
That's right. I had Tito and Nuggy in my bed during thunderstorms.
You didn't probably get a lot of sleep that night.
It was gross. Just shaking up a storm, slobbering everywhere.
You definitely had to change your sheets.
Yeah, and everything had to get changed. But that's the only thing I don't like. I do think fireworks are really pretty, and I like them, but I hate what they do to the animals. And I mean, I enjoyed them when I was young. I don't. But we have the neighbors that just like randomly like shoot off stupid crap. Like,
I like them. I'm not going to lie. I like to watch them.
How do you do
but
about
I'm good
it?
With one night. I don't need like four
no,
nights
my
in
neighbors,
a row.
I don't care. It's like, oh, hey, it's
they're
Thursday.
They're legal here in Pennsylvania, right?
I don't know. It's Thursday.
They're not New
Let's
York.
Do rockets. Like, oh, geez, really?
But it doesn't stop anybody from getting them. But they're supposedly illegal.
I'm like, really? Like, really? Like, our back neighbor, like, they're constantly
they're watching. Please stop shooting your fireworks off.
Oh, sometimes they just like want to scream over the fence. Like, really? Get
have
a
you
life.
Found anything? Have you been okay? So, quick update before we got to go into PD. So,
oh, okay.
Are you still in carnivore?
I'm still in carnivore and I'm still liking it.
You're still sleeping well. You're going to bed earlier.
Sleeping
you're
well,
having more energy.
Still trying to do the circadian rhythm. Last night, a little off because of. My circadian rhythm's off since last week. It'll start to roll back around.
Yeah.
But I'm still like, you know what I find when you just do carnivore, you're just not hungry.
Really?
Yeah. It just really curbs your appetite. Like you're just not hungry. And then you look at like ice cream or whatever and you go, no.
Too inflammatory.
I just look at it and my husband's the complete opposite. He's on the chocolate diet. And he's on the sugar diet. That man eats more sugar. But, I mean, he'll sit there and I'll eat it and I'll look at it and I'll go, ugh. Like, I know I'm going to be all swollen. My stomach's going to be all bloated.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
It takes you forever to, you know, try to, like, and it's not like it's not a scale thing for me to lose weight. It's a clothing thing for me. And I just want to be strong and play with my grandson.
I'm counting my, I guess, macros, whatever it is. I mean, I can't eat gluten. I don't eat dairy. So I wind up eating a lot of meat by default.
I like meat. You have to be careful with your meat now, though, too, where
I'm
you're getting your meat
O.
from.
We need meat. Yeah, you do. I try to buy organic everything, but even then, it doesn't matter. Organic, grass-fed, pasture-raised. There's actually a farmer near us out east that I want to start buying directly
probably
from, because that's really the only, that's the safest option.
Well, you know, they inject livestock now with a lot of different growth hormones. You know, a lot of times people, it's like, here's an interesting thing.
I'm so over being poisoned at every turn.
We can leave. You know, we're so controversial, and I love that about us.
Take a Heather McMahon and say, okay, we are about to say something very, very controversial. I love when she does that. I'm already laughing when she sets the stage for that. Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you're wondering, like, when my age, I'm 61. I did not get my menstrual cycle until I was 15 or 16, something like that. I don't remember. It's not late. That's normal.
No, now people get them at 9.
They get them at 9 or 10. They're getting a prepubescent. And the reason is this. The hormones that are injected in the chickens and the cows for the growth factor and then you're eating that shit. And I'm eating this shit too. So, but what happens is that the puberty has come up now that menstrual cycles are happening in girls 9, 10, 11, and 12. So my age in the 60s, you were a teenager. You didn't get them.
Hold on.
9,
in the
10.
60s, people got their periods at a normal age.
14, 15,
there
16.
There was no obesity. I think the statistic is 8% of the population had a chronic disease. Do you know what it is now?
Oh, probably 80%.
60.
Yeah. It's, well,
has a chronic disease.
That has a lot to do
with a lot of things.
Well, the synthetic foods that we're eating, the sugar companies mm-hmm. that they took a lot of the meat and eggs out of our food. And then they started doing with, if you go into a grocery store and you look around and you look at all the processed food.
No, it's really sad.
The food is so processed and overprocessed. And the reality is that they're churning the livestock and injecting them with, like, if you ate at Chick-fil-A, I'm sorry, they just announced now that if you're a Chick-fil-A, they're no longer going to serve antibiotic-free chicken.
They're not?
No. So
now it's going to have antibiotics.
If you think Chick-fil-A is a healthy alternative, P.S. And by the way, it's probably worse than McDonald's. No, it's not. Nothing's worse than McDonald's.
Nothing's worse than McDonald's. I won't even let Landon eat that.
But it's a close second everybody thinks they're eating healthy because they're eating chicken versus a greasy, like, diseased cow that they're eating at McDonald's. But the chicken now, they already had ingredients that were super addictive in their stuff that made you, they had addictive.
Who, McDonald's or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
So now they're no longer going to be serving antibiotic-free chicken.
Which is a bummer. And listen, maybe this is not important to you.
I don't want
to
eat
antibiotics. And that's totally, like, fine. Everybody can, you know, make their choice.
I don't want to eat growth hormones.
For us, it's like we try to eliminate all of that stuff. We try to not have it in personal care products, not have it in makeup, remove it where you can. And I think we say this a lot. Like, everybody has to ultimately do what works for them. Like, you have to look at your toxin load and say, here's what I'm going to modulate. Here's what I'm not. And those choices are going to be different for everybody. But we're just really big proponents of you having that information and knowing. And not being led to believe that something is healthy or not healthy when it's, in fact, the opposite. Does that make sense?
Well, I just think as more people wake up, there are bad things that happen with the internet. It used to be when we wanted information, they came from books and they were called encyclopedias and you got them at libraries. And people even used to go door to door and sell you encyclopedias.
Did they really?
It was an actual job.
Imagine buying that.
And here's another thing. Then it got to the point that in your grocery store, if you got enough stamps, green stamps, you could get A encyclopedia, B encyclopedia, C. And that's how you got your information. The cool thing.
That's so funny.
It is true. The cool thing, which is bizarre, they don't even make encyclopedias anymore.
God, how controlled it was.
But now the information, I think the information's like breaking through and information's out there. And I think sometimes it's just really hard to swallow that you've been lied to or deceived. I think nobody wants deception. Nobody wants to feel like they've been deceived. Nobody wants to feel like they've been lied to. They want it. I think really as human beings that we really, you know, we have so much faith and love and acceptance you know, you want to think basically good.
You do.
And then all of a sudden you realize that, I'm sorry, the slogan for breakfast is the most important meal of the day was actually just a marketing slogan.
I mean, most slogans are.
Your whole food pyramid, like,
no,
that was a marketing slogan. Like, really? You look at people that have diabetes and you look at the food pyramid.
Can I tell you
and you
something?
Go, what?
Basically, what they teach you about nutrition or what comes out of, like, the government and the FDA, and it's 98% of the time, you should do the complete opposite of what they tell you to do.
Well, I think if you go back and you really want to do some research, like, I think you should look at what you really have to go back to Rockefeller. You have to go back to how that started,
Western medicine, you mean?
With all the medicine, everything they took off.
What's the name of the report? The Flexner Report.
Yeah, you have to. You really have to. And it's really a hard pill to swallow, I think. I think when you start looking at those things and you go, no, because you've been drilled all your life to do, like,
to trust.
Mm. Well, naturally, I think we want to trust. Like, even if you want to trust, I mean, to go around this world with no trust.
Well, to trust that what you're saying is true, but I think you'd almost be foolish to do that now, right? You can't. Yeah. It's just, listen, it's a different world. But that's why it's like layer by layer, you start to peel it back. And that's why, like, with
that's
beauty,
why we're onions.
With makeup, you're wearing it every day. And so, listen, it's like, be educated.
We try to do that heavy lifting for you. You don't always have to listen to our way of life
and
thinking.
Our spiel.
We learn. And one of the things that's really cool that I love is, like, when we get together, like, we're in office on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We get to get, did you see this? Did you read that? Did you see this? And we do this in chains here at the office and the girls. So I love that. Like, wait, really? Did this just happen? Did you read about that? Like, I think it's really good to be informed. I love to still learn. I think when you stop learning, you're in trouble.
You're done.
Yeah.
But listen, it's 1:25, so we have to
go
into PD.
That was a quick hour.
I hope everyone has a fantastic... Well, it's going to be past 4th of July by the time this comes out. So I hope everyone has had an amazing freaking 4th of July weekend.
And
what are those
drinks that you like?
What drinks don't I like?
No, the cans.
The Surfside, I think it's called.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a ton of Surfsides.
Yeah, me too, but not too many, or else you'll be like me this weekend.
Just don't,
I was like,
whoa. Don't do Surfsides and drive.
No, definitely don't. But the lemonade is freaking phenomenal. It's so good. Lemonade and vodka. And it's made with real vodka. Did you know? It's made in New Jersey.
Surfsides?
Yep. And you can't get them at the grocery store in New York because they're made with real liquor. Like, truly seltzers and stuff, they're malt liquor. Did you know that?
No, I don't really
didn't know that. Learned this the other day. So you got to go to the liquor store to get them. So there's that. Just a little annoying.
Everybody I know loves them.
They're freaking great. They are just like America. 4th of July.
Surfside. Popping bottles. Popping cans.
Burgers. Fries.
Bunless burger for me.
Bunless burger for me too.
I
can't
eat condiments.
I love a burger. I love a good cheeseburger. Anyway, all right, we're going to go talk about some new launches. We got mushroom concealer coming up. You're on all weekend, so
I'm around, guys. I'm around. Check the schedule. I know that Francesco will be posting. I'm around. I'm around. I'm on air. I'm here and there.
you can't get away.
Big next week. Big Australia all week.
Really?
Yeah.
There's two July things.
Yeah, they split it up because it's their beauty month or beauty awards. Oh. So hopefully you guys voted for us. The first half is the TSO, the back half.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right. So another thing too, we always like to ask you this: if there's any topics that you want us to talk about, I hope that you'll leave them in the comments. If you're on YouTube, anywhere you can leave comments, because we want to talk about what you want to hear. So we could just talk. We could sit here for hours and just go. Yeah. But let us know what you want us to talk about. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. And we'll see you next week. Or no, we won't. We're off next week because it's 4th of July.
4th of July.
See you the following week for episode 11.
She'll be, what are you?
I'll be surfsiding.
Surfsiding it.